Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Brain Injury Radio Network.
Brain Injury Radio and Radio Ability are sponsored by the TBI Network.
Find them on facebook.com/TBI Network or at tbifn.org.
Brain Injury Radio is on 7 nights a week, and now, for tonight's episode of Brain Injury Radio.
Hello everyone.
Hello everyone. My name is Sean Latham. I'm the Director of Allied Advocacy.
I'm going to do the microphone over there in a minute. Tonight we're going to be talking about and nothing about it without it, Bill. The other hand, the bad thing of the very great advocate in the United States. That's not the way to love things, so. I have a bad thing over there. Maybe with a
I'm on. I'm back. Thank you so much. Sorry about that, folks. Welcome to No BS. A lot of BS is just to get a little breather before we got started. I will run a little bit, so I apologize.
I was dying, people. I will be talking about these big buildings and they have some bills and also another thousand of a very great advocate. And we've talked about it.
I believe it's pronounced human. That's how I've been working on saying her name all day. Human, like a human being.
Yeah.
And let's just put it this way. We have big, big shoes to fill. When I was, I believe, 7 years old, she helped us with a 504 Act, which she helps organize the longest in a federal building. Information is if it was 54 days in a federal building and sit in. And I, you know, I was going to meet her and then it just didn't happen. So I missed that opportunity, but the lady legacy lived up for civil rights. She was careful about civil rights. She ended up being a lawyer. Maybe one of these days we'll figure out. I know this is a radio podcast, but there's a movie that they made. It's Crip Camp. I highly recommend everyone in our audience to watch that video. And you can watch the video, believe it or not. I did a little bit of homework still on. And the video was made with the help of Obama and Ms. Obama. They helped sponsor it, make it and all that. I believe it was also nominated for a award. In our movie, more, what award it is out of the main movie, but I highly recommend that movie for anybody who is If you have time, I know you're a little swamped tonight, so whatever you have time for.
Let me go there.
Okay.
New York Times to follow up Judy
Hoyer.
A little technical difficulty with that, with his voice too, ladies and gentlemen.
Well, I was getting a time for it.
No worries.
NewYorkTimes.com. The fight for disability dies at 5. Alex Trog, 9 to 11 minutes. Successfully battled to become a government on to help bring about a revolution in the government's treatment of the disabled. Judy Hoyer, in 1982, with Ed Roberts, director of the California State Department of Rehabilitation, called attention to the Reagan administration's cutbacks funds for programs for the disabled. Credit, John Donner, Associated Press. Judy Hoyman, who spent decades attacking the political establishment, different rights of disabled people, won one fight after another, ultimately joining and reforming the very establishment he once invaded. On Saturday in Washington, D.C., she was 75. An announcement on her personal website did not specify the cause. But her plegic in childhood, Ms. Hoyman, pronounced human, began her activism waging the one-woman battle to be a teacher in New York City when discrimination against disabled people was not widely understood as a problem. She went on to become an official in the Clinton administration, a special advisor in the Obama State Department, a fellow or board member at some of the nation's leading nonprofits. She was also featured in the Oscar-nominated 2020 documentary, Crip Camp. Over time, she saw a revolution in her involvement in the lives of disabled people such as herself. And she, as much as anyone else, helped bring about a pivotal moment came in San Francisco in 1977. It had been 4 years since President Richard Nixon had an Rehabilitation Act, one section of which, 504, was supposed to outlaw discrimination against disabled people by institutions receiving federal money. It was a very important provision because it would mean, for example, that not discriminate against someone with a disability in preschool, elementary school, in high school, at universities, in hospitals, in government. The BBC in 2020, if in fact discrimination occurred, you would have a remedy. You could go to court. You could file a complaint. Yet officials repeatedly made implementing the measure, and Joseph A. Califano Jr., the Secretary of Health, Education and Welfare under President Jimmy Carter, wanted to overhaul regulations before authorizing the activist who responded that there would be national protests if Mr. Califano not signed off on the original form of the law by April 4th. Image, credit, Hoyman perspective. April 5th arrived. Protesters in cities throughout the nation occupied with more than 100 other people of varying disabilities to demand action from Joseph Maldonado, the regional director who reported Califano from San Francisco. No one had briefed him. He didn't know what 504 was. Ms. Hoyman told the New York Times 2020. We were incredulous about the fact that nobody was taking what we were doing seriously. The other protest action did. The San Francisco sit-in continued for almost a month. It has often been described as the longest nonviolent occupation of a building in American history. Many of the protests did not bring necessary supplies or even a change of clothes. The government cut the bill's water and phone connections. Fortunately, deaf protesters have another way to communicate, sign language. That is how they pass messages out of the building. Other protesters diverting for amusement, wheelchair races, did an
received support from San Francisco's mayor, who sent over mattresses, and from the Black Panther Party, which offered ribs and fried chicken. Ms. Holland later traveled to Washington and participated in a special congressional hearing. We will no longer allow the government to oppress disabled individuals, Ms. Hoyman said. We want the law enforced. We want no more segregation.
I want
again, rest in peace. Absolutely. So,
besides you are wanting to wonder from you.
Okay, great.
We have to do nothing about it. People with disabilities more opportunity to say how they feel.
That goes.
Build the house and watch the things and move to the church. So, hallelujah, amen. It's a hallelujah. And the
one we gotta push it in one more hurdle, two more hurdles.
And I want
to get the governor get the governor's signature.
And I want to put a special thank you to Reverend Dahlia Father who put it through. Thank you so much, Reverend Father. Without your help, nothing would be good. So, I want to let people know about that.
That's awesome. Yeah, definitely use the other thing. What I need to say is that with you present, I will be looking at some things in the near future, equipment, and I am in the process of trying to figure out how to have a person talk about the equipment. So the vision eyes, it will help by reading. So I'm trying to get the one I get them and try them out. We'll try to get the people who meet them on the show. So that's going to be slick. So anyway, that's the scoop of that. So
I'll be getting him next month.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
Next month.
Hopefully I'll get it next couple of weeks.
By my doctor, I remember I had them last week. Now I have two twins. But I want to say one more thing. And then I'm
sure.
So sad.
If you would like to come on to the show, please call 424-243-9540.
The number again is
424-243-9540.
But bring how long have the mic over nothing. Okay. Mic over.
All right. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for all that you do. And don't forget to go to bed sometime tonight. I need you to go like that. What's up?
I'll be in the background and I'm about to say goodbye after the band.
No worries. But you'll for the next few minutes, you'll have a whole deal to file a month. I'm getting a new, we never talked about this very much either, I don't think. Braces. Looking at getting braces, and I was going to talk a little bit about my diabetes. The reason I wanted to do that is they capped it. It's $35 Congress did for seniors. Seeing when I did some research, but I can thank my friend for the research. He actually gave me a podcast to listen to. Then made it $1, wanted $1 for it, because he said it would be better to help people in the long run, the community, and the world. And then we made it into such a big political thing, like much money you can make off of it, but it's a drug that will save your life. So I applaud Congress for making it $35 on their plan and all that. But I encourage everybody on sugar to take good care of themselves. I'm trying to be now more active about not just taking good care of myself, but taking proactive steps better off long term. Yes, I have diabetes now for the rest of my life. I pursue diabetes too. But it's like, make sure you got, get your exam right and you know, like, I mean, I checked my teeth and got my teeth fixed. And it's just amazing how it's a challenge, but just take care of yourself. I don't want to give this a few minutes of how do we do that. I mean, like, you know, have a salad with your meal. Have a drink more water. It's a lot of water. It keeps that thing going good. You know, one of the things I want to try to do is get a guest. A couple of nurses. If we could get them a health segment. I have, for those who are listening tonight, Cerebral Palsy, and health is a big deal. And I'm going to try to keep it as much, keep as much as I got as so I highly recommend that. It's the way to do things. You'll feel better. It'll take a while to feel better, but I think I'm coming to the end where I'm starting to feel good and hopefully looking good. And but I, you know, health is a big deal, and so we'll have more segments about people with disabilities having good health and good treatment and good. I'm gonna get. I might be having. It's called an ECMO. It's a brace for your strip. So I talk about that some next time. And I'm interested in knowing if you're listening tonight. If what would you like to know more about the end of the show? It's your show. We're just gonna do it for you. So and making it a better one for you. So, and we'd love to get callers and, you know, take it to a different level. So please feel free to let us know what you think and what you'd like us to talk about. The other thing I was curious about, getting jobs. I want to talk about that a little bit. I'm 55 years old. One of the things I'm thinking about lately is not just a job, what I want to do when I retire, or not work for the Mariners anymore, not work for jobs, and, you know, what kind of activities I want to do, because I think my wife doesn't want me to sit around all day. That would not be good for both of us. But it's like, we have to start thinking about that. Everybody's thinking about work, so it's important. It's important. Get into a retirement, what kind of time do you want to have? And a friend of our of the show, Julie, and one of the things she talks about sometimes is a nurse helped her breathe better. And one of these days I was asking her if she was talking about that. Yeah. We tell people how to be better about how to do these things and all those things, and I show you different pieces of equipment that can help. Yeah, I mean, you want, Julia. I mean, and one of the leaders, it's called Bob and Tag, and it's software. We're to educate you what it is, how to find a way to do it, and encourage people to go for what they want out of life. Life is like a sand. It goes quick, and I treasure every day those special. I'm trying to be that way, and remember to tell people that they're close to me, I care about them. The older I get, the better I think that's a bigger deal. Because I don't for granted, especially after, you know, what we just did with Mrs. So I'm very, very appreciative of the audience, usually, and the CP. So, my wife, ladies and gentlemen. So, it's trying to figure out, you know, what to do. I got 55 years, I got 27 years of service, and the only thing that's for certain dog and my family and my friends. And trying to figure out how to make a difference. And if you're here, you make a difference. And if you're lonely, please reach out and get some help. We're here. It's important. Very important. Last month, we ended up Black History Month. I find it interesting. I'm going to learn about learn about the disability rights and disability history more, which I don't know about my own history with disability, and try to educate myself so that I know more. And it's a guest that I think, hopefully with that endeavor, feel free to please contact the show. Anyway, that is about that.
My wife, I'm a new people. I'm going to be very, very people. They're calling tonight. If you're in the day, they'll phone them on one time.
If you would like to come on to the show, please call 424-243-9540.
Michael, you're back. Oh, I'm here. I'm here, Michael. have the drink on my YouTube account. And I have all on YouTube. Oh, there you go.
Hey, Sean, I'm back, buddy. For some reason, the thing went kaput.
Okay, that's right.
So I apologize for that, everyone. That difficulties, like, had to check out of it and get back in it. So, sorry for a few minutes of silence.
What I'm going to do over there is I'm going to give you permission to do a video about a live to everyone. I can play a video.
Sure, would be good. Great. I just apologize that guy somehow can disconnect somehow.
I know.
And I know you're trying to do other things, so I apologize.
That happened. Okay, so I am going to... I think I'm going to play... I have two videos of you. I can pick which one, but... I'm going to play this one.
I don't care. Oh, sorry, 2022. My name is Julie Clark, and I am using my Toby Dynavox as speech device to share my message about why I feel no one needs to live in an institutional setting. These are my own words, and my speech device will help me get them out clearly. Cerebral palsy is my disability. I am 55 years old, and I live in Olympia, Washington. I was in Western State Hospital for 3 months in 2001. CoQ is a residential provider, and they got me out of the hospital in September of that year and put me into my apartment with day and evening care for this. I was in independent living. In independent living, my caregivers did cook and clean. I was able to come and go as I pleased. My transportation was using public transportation. Being independent was especially important to me because I could set my schedule. I chose how to run my life. I worked for the Department of Health and Human Services as a secretary for 17 years before I retired in 2018. Working was essential to me because I contributed to my community. I was an important member of that organization for many years. My church is the United Churches of Olympia. I have been there for over 25 years. I am an active member of my church. The church is essential to me. As I aged, I could not take care of myself. I needed to have 24-hour care. So, CoQ placed me in a shared home that CoQ runs. I had a roommate who was yelling all the time. My roommate would assault the caregivers. Being in the shared home was not safe for me. In November 2019, I moved to an apartment in Lacey with CoQ's help. I get 24-hour care. A nurse comes to check up on me because my hair is high. I have a feeding tube, vest shifts, compression machine, and harness. My caregivers go everywhere I go. It is nice to be living on my own again. I was in and out of the hospital with pneumonia for the last 6 months of 2019. Shelly Corson is a nurse that CoQ has hired. She has taught me how to breathe better. I have not been to the hospital overnight with Shelly's help since January 2020. I was in community inclusion, a part of a supported employment program that allows me to continue to be active in my community now that I am retired. It is so essential for me to be involved in the community. I do a lot of advocacy and volunteer work. Now I am working for CoQ as a training specialist. I presented to new employees from the client's point of view. I started in June of 2022. This job is the best I have ever had because I can immediately make a difference in clients' lives. When I was in an institution, I could not do what I could do in the community. I am pleased to be in the community to set my schedule and be involved in whatever activities I choose. I have all the freedom my health will allow, and I am grateful to be an active part of my community. Disabled people need to live in the community instead of in an institution. There is much more abuse in the institutions than in the community. I feel strongly about the institution. Julie Clark.
Thank you, Julie. Wow. I mean, wow. What do you say? That could like stop the mic and drop the mic and say that's pretty that's a damn powerful story there. I've always heard pieces, but not the whole thing. So. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Please, we need people to call in. It's very important.
But I'm back if you need to split, Sean, for a few. We're only on for an hour. But the other thing I wanted to say is one of the things that I'm thinking about, I should make it more clear, because we haven't really talked about it very much, is what to do to make the show special for you every month. And if you haven't thought about what you would like to see, what you'd like the show to be like, please drop us a line. We've done this now for almost, 2 years? And it's a pleasure, but I want to make it, and John wants to make it meaningful for you, to the community. So, I was very touched, Julie, by what you said, but, the opportunity is there. If you ever want to be a guest on the show, contact both of us or any of us. I've almost attempted to give it myself because it makes it easier for me to do it. But with this many people, it's kind of difficult. And so we'll figure out. We have an email, but we'll could look up. You could also look up I want to thank our number one sponsor. That's why we're here. The Brain Injury Network. And for the opportunity to be on once a month with Sean, it's a privilege. And I don't take that for granted. If you ever want to do a show yourself, please let us know. We'll be glad to help you start your own. We'd love more advocates to be out and figure out different ways to do things. So, I'm thinking of I haven't talked to Sean about it, but I'm also thinking about getting a YouTube channel. See if we can do something with that, maybe, or something. So, we've got all kinds of things in the oven, so, as they say. And one of the things I want to talk about is, since we're going back to somewhat normalcy, the other thing that happened in normalcy is Amtrak is starting to running again all the way to Canada, to Victoria. And to British Columbia on Amtrak, which hasn't done that since COVID started. So that starts tomorrow on Thursday. So I'm glad for that because I get to go see some friends and a little easier, and looking forward to talking to the co-host about maybe going to see where they have the garden. Mushan Gardens, I think it's pronounced. And I must confess to you people, when it's bad words I don't get, sometimes I do pronounce them wrong. So I apologize to our Canadian listeners if I pronounce your town wrong. Busan, I guess. It's gorgeous, beautiful, and I would love to go back sometime.
It is on air. It's a botanical,
but yeah. See, it's so good that he's so good. He knows exactly what I'm saying.
And that's on, I believe that's on Vancouver Island. I believe.
So, I hope everybody, one of the things I wanted to say to you tonight is, and this, I think, needs to be said. Be good to yourself when you're advocating. Some days you win, some days you lose, and some days it's just like, why do we keep doing this? We do it because in long run, we're going to eventually win. And winning, in my mind, is making everybody's life matter. No matter what your disability is and no matter what you're going through, you're not alone. And you make a difference. Like one of the things that I want to try to figure out is I want to talk about education sometime. Yes, I'm 55 years old, but one thing I have learned in the last few months is education starts when you're born and ends when you're dead. And I have a long way to go before I'm dead, hopefully. So I plan to learn a lot. And I want to learn a lot. My education wasn't very good. Special ed wasn't good for me. And I'm hoping it's better for the younger folks. But, you know, I've been also thinking of what my wife said recently about bitterness. It doesn't go far. It stops your growth. And I'm working on not worrying about bitterness and saying, hey, this is what happened, but let's see what I can do to fix it or change it. And, you don't get anywhere with bitterness. So forgive and forgive yourself if you know, I've never always loved my CP and my disability. The biggest disability between you and me is dyslexia, because you can't see it, but that drives me more nuts than anything else. But, you know, it's okay. It's okay to say I need help filling out a form. And if the hospital, the clinics don't like it, it's all right. And, I've had to advocate for myself to get somebody to help me fill out a form. But, you know, oh, well, that's tough. If they don't want to do it, then I guess I go somewhere else. I mean, it's kind of tacky that they have to, you know, say, well, why don't you ask somebody that you know? I'm like, I don't know anyone that. You're out of here and I need to fill out a form. So don't ever forget. Sometimes I know it's hard to advocate all the time. So give yourself a break to say it's okay to break. But don't ever quit. Because if we quit, nothing changes for the next generation. And God, I don't want to do this for nothing. I don't want what we've done to be slowly forgotten. Because it would be easy to be slowly forgotten. So please be good to yourself. You're smart. If you're going to school and you're struggling with reading, you're smart. It has nothing to do with skill. It's just reading is a skill and you can learn other ways. It took me a long time to realize that. I mean, I was very depressed about it and almost suicidal about it a few times in my life about reading. So, and I have dyslexia, which is a disability you don't see. And cerebral palsy and diabetes, but you can make what you want out of it. Look, I'm on a radio show with a grand friend of mine, and we've done good. And what do you do? What do you know? So don't quit, and you can always achieve. If you need to reach out to us. Or other things, other guests. We're looking for other guests at all the time. Once a month is a privilege, but we'd like to have some guests on. If you have any recommendations for guests, please give us a buzz or send us a line or call the state so we can reach out and make our show better. We hope you enjoy it. That's the other piece. We're not the Oscars. We're not, But we appreciate the time, and hopefully we're giving you something you think about. Wow, that was pretty cool. I appreciate Julie's Clark's so much opening up to the audience. That was a gift. Thank you so much, Julie. And the other thing is, please, please, please be kind to yourself and realize everyone that's listening tonight is special. And if you have somebody that's not listening and they're just struggling, just remind them to hang in there. Tomorrow the sun will come out, even in Washington, it might rain, but there's something to always look forward to.
Michael.
Yeah, buddy.
But you've been talking about weather, but I wanted to read something about this company called Wonderland. Because it's a new way to learn. You don't need to go to college, people. You can just go online. But here it is.
Take your love for learning to the next level. Enjoy entertaining educational adventures with engaging expert-led courses, tutorials, documentaries, and more. Discover new passions and skills, or dive deeper into your favorites. Get inspired by engaging teachers and renowned professionals. Gain mind-blowing insights on every subject imaginable. Start binge learning for as low as $12.50/mo. Start your risk-free trial now to learn what you love in your free time. This is Wonderium.
Wonderium.
It's awesome.
No matter what you want to name, it used to be called. It used to be called.
Used to be called.
Let me write it. Ray. Wonderium. Hold on, I need to be home.
Great courses.
Wonderland. I have everything in America. One thing by the other thing out. And Wonderland bought out this. Great courses. And then they added some documentaries to go along with the classes. So it's not very easy, but it's one thing people might want to look into.
Yeah, I might do that myself and tell the audience about it when you come by sometime. And by the way, audience, we're close. We're neighbors. We're not quite neighbors, but we're really close now. So and we're close as friends, not just as a host. So we'll see each other sometime soon. Let's see. Sean, I can't tell what time it is because I got the keyboard on for, I don't know, I have any idea.
Yeah, about 9 more minutes.
Okay, so 9 more minutes. So next month, next Tuesday, the first Tuesday of the month, we're on at 7 o'clock and we're going from 7 to 8. If you have things you would like us to do or talk about. Again, I've said it twice tonight, but please reach out to us. I did? Okay. I said 3 or 4 times, so I'm good. They said that's called a news announcement. There you go. So the other piece is, I believe, Sean, isn't it, move your clocks up? Forward, is it Sunday? I think we move our clocks back, or move our clocks up on Sunday.
Yeah.
So don't forget.
Yeah, I'm probably.
Right? So it'll be definitely before the next show. If I'm not wrong, it's not by that much. Enjoy that sunshine outside at 5 o'clock. That's going to be so impressive. Nice. Hallelujah.
I don't know.
And,
I like...
Oh, it's, yeah, some places it still might be going. But the sun should be coming out, it will be out more often because of the daylight savings changing. Time forward, spring forward, fall back. So spring forward. Oh, the other thing I forgot to say, I start working for the American soon. Get ready for baseball season. It's been great. It'll be great. This looks like my last season, but we'll see how things work, and that'll be a kick. So I'll be pushing the elevator button, hopefully, and doing a few other things. So, and we have the All-Star game in Seattle this year, so hopefully I'll be able to tell the audience about that experience. So that's about the scoop of all I got tonight. What do you got any last-minute thoughts, Sean? Or for that matter, Julie, if you have any last-minute thoughts.
No.
Well, thank you, everybody, for listening, and have a pleasant evening. And we'll see you next month at 7 o'clock on the first Tuesday. Take care.
Bye.
See you next month.